Here we are in the middle of a winter storm, and we are on the line now with meteorologist Kim Buttrick with the National Weather Service in Taunton. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
I'm good. I know you're busy there at the National Weather Service, so I certainly appreciate your taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Yes, it's my pleasure.
So how are we doing? I know we've made a lot of fuss about this storm, getting ready for it, talking about it. How is it shaping up? Is it what you thought it would be? Where are we now?
Well, the storm is underway. Currently, the center of circulation is south and east of the South Jersey coast. It is expected to head northeast and intensify over the next 12 hours. What this spells for the state of Rhode Island is continued snowfall today, reduced visibilities, and snowfall totals ranging from 12 inches to as much as 18 inches. We do have a winter storm warning in effect for the whole state, which even includes Block Island. Also, some strong winds, sustained winds of 20 to 40 miles per hour are possible today with this storm, with wind gusts of 40 to as much as 60 miles an hour. The strongest winds would be felt along the south coast.
Now, has there been any lessening or intensifying of the storm as we went into it last night, or is it pretty much on track for what you thought it would be?
The storm system has slowed a little bit, so the onset of precipitation was delayed. Additionally, when the precipitation started, it started out as a mixing in with light rain, but that has changed. It is now all snow, and it will start sticking and accumulating as the day unfolds.
Now, where is the most intense part of the storm expected to be felt? We were thinking eastern parts of Massachusetts, the Cape, and is that still the case?
Yes, that's what our thoughts are still. We're thinking that the heavier snowfall totals are going to occur over southeast Massachusetts, kind of abutting eastern Rhode Island, down toward the Cape Cod Canal and Upper Cape. There we're looking at snowfall totals of 18 inches to perhaps as much as 24 inches.
And again, when do we think it's going to wind down?
It'll start tapering later this evening. It never really truly tapers off, however. As the storm pulls away toward Nova Scotia, on the back side of the storm, we'll still have scattered snow showers during the overnight hours and even lingering into Wednesday. We're not expecting too much additional accumulation in those scattered snow showers, but we still won't be out of the woods just yet. But the bulk of the snow we're expecting today through 6 p.m. this evening, and then a tapering to just scattered snow showers tonight and into Wednesday.
And we've made a big deal about the fact that this is the third one that we've seen, third nor'easter to hit us within 2 weeks. Is that unusual? It almost seems like this is a replay of the summer with all those hurricanes that came up the coast.
Well, interestingly enough, it is not unusual to get nor'easters in March. We were digging up information yesterday. And I granted it was many years ago. Back in 1888, there was the great blizzard of March 12th through the 14th.
Yes, I remember that well.
Oh, yes. 1993, March 13th, there was a powerful coastal storm that brought significant snowfall totals from the Carolinas up through New England. And in fact, we could break a record in Providence today for a daily snowfall total. Providence record snowfall for today, March 13th, is 7 inches, and that was set in 1993 during that nor'easter. But what I think what makes it unusual about this particular nor'easter is that it is a third in a series, like kind of like the 1-2-3 punch, and also the great impacts that all three of these, the first two had brought, and this one could bring or is expected to bring.
Well, Kim Buttrick of the National Weather Service, I want to thank you so much for speaking to us this morning on Rhode Island Public Radio. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Chuck.